The man of the several hours, Mr. Bill Kenkel.
Bill Kenkel!
Hey guys! I wanted to do a theory night so we can just have all sorts of crazy ideas flying back and forth. So, thank you, Chris. So anything goes, and I'll start the I'll start it off. A few weeks ago, I think maybe 2 weeks ago, I went to the Museum of Science and Industry with my girlfriend and her family for the landing of the Mars Curiosity rover, which is fucking awesome. It was this like whole night at the museum kind of event, and we walked through the exhibit and we saw that this like life-size replica of the rover, and they like a little like CGI video to like tell you like, okay, it's gonna approach the planet Mars at like Mach 30. And then it's going to split into pieces, and there's going to be the biggest parachute you've ever seen in your life. Like, we don't know if it's going to work. And then that part is going to transform into a rocket crane. And then... and I was there, and we had this, like, live feed to NASA, and all I could think of was, I was like, man, this is going to be so disappointing when this thing just smashes in. I didn't think for a minute that plan was going to work. That was fucking insane. It involved a rocket crane. That was, I was like, if it involves a rocket crane, then they went through any other better possible idea. And they're like, well, we're going to have to try the rocket crane. So in case you're wondering if I'm going to put together a like grand theory of everything for this last Your Stories, my theory is that nerds love spaceships.
Go on.
The Mars rover made me remember, and I'll give credit to Chris Geiger because we had a nice stoned conversation about spaceships the other night. Yeah. The Mars rover made me remember like the biggest engineering challenges I faced as a kid was like how to build a Lego tank that could survive a trip down the stairs. And I thought that was impossible. It was impossible. So like the idea that they could land a rover from like Mach 20 to like gently settling down, and you can't like disturb any dust either. You have to like just set it down ever so gently. I thought that was impossible. So it made me start thinking about how much like nerds we have this like weird inborn, almost like genetic predisposition to love, like, and it generalizes to all ships. I think it generalizes like from boats to spaceships to anything. So I remember there was a game I was recently playing, Galactic Civilization, and you know, you have all these options about diplomacy and warfare and whatnot, but the thing that I spent my entire time playing that game doing was designing the ships. Literally do it to the most minute like color scheme detail. While the whole functions of a galactic civilization lay like completely neglected, I was like, ooh, I can make an X-Wing. And like, and pop culture indulges us in this. Like, there's like a whole like sort of like theme, a trope in movies and TV of just like ship porn. Like, from the very beginning of Star Wars, it is just this like luxurious, like decadent, erotic shot of a ship like coming over the top right there. And like, that may as well just be like a naked woman just like floating over me. It's such a great shot. And there's like all these shots that are like engineered in shows that like appeal to me and probably a lot of people that like take place when human beings aren't talking to each other. There's these great little slivers of awesomeness in between shows. Where like in Battlestar Galactica, I don't remember if you guys have watched this, but they'll do these, the whole fleet. First of all, they have a whole fleet. It's so decadent. And they don't have like ships that look the same. Each ship looks different. There's that one that's got the ring part. Like, I love that one. And they'll do these whole fleet jumps, and it's like it's just pornographic because they pop in and it's just like it's sensory overload of ships appearing all at once, and you just get this rush of ship porn. So the other example I really like was Star Trek, and what was missing for me from the last Star Trek movie was I watched Star Trek movies to see like the terrible shit that happens to the Enterprise. Yeah. Like, the Enterprise made it through that last Star Trek movie like pretty okay. I think they got down to like 17% shields. Like, I want the end of a Star Trek movie to be like just disastrous. I love it when Khan like figured out their shield frequency, or when that fucking Klingon could fire while still cloaked. That was ridiculous. It shot a torpedo through the saucer section. You saw these little corpses just like fly out into space. Chris will also tell you that when we were writing the Star Trek burlesque, what I really wanted there to be is I wanted a scene of ship-on-ship combat. I didn't put this together until just now. It really is sort of a ship porn thing. And I wanted little corpsicles to come floating off of the dancers. Chris thankfully reeled me back on that plan. Thank you, Chris, for doing that. But like the ultimate like thing to happen in a Star Trek episode was like the saucer section separating. Like that was, oh man, that happened like once in a blue moon. It was the best. Where am I? Oh. Yeah, the saucer section and like the whole Star Trek thing is, it's like the S&M of ship porn. Because you just want to see this like poor ship just get like punished and degraded and somehow that's like, ooh. Oh, I love it, but like, just smash that ship. Like, oh, here the Borg come, and they're just gonna fuck up a whole bunch of Federation ships, and it's just gluttonous. I'm thinking nobody else feels that way, and that's fine. That's cool. What I worry about is, like, I am just, like, a step away from some sort of, like antisocial, gear worshipping nerd, and I think nerds especially, we walk that fine line between like function, like barely functioning normal person and like high functioning Asperger's. So I'm going to be the first person, you know, this is what I like, stay awake worrying at night. I'm going to be the first person who comes up with like adult onset autism. This is my love of ships, and I'm just thankful every day that I'm not into trains. Because I think the guys who are into trains, that's like the dude equivalent of the horse girl. So I worry that like somehow that this love of spaceships that I have is gonna like ruin some sort of future potential that I might have, because I know I like studying autism a lot, and I know that some of the risk factors of autism are having a really old father and an engineering father, and I worry that like every day I fixate on ships, like my swimmers are down there just playing with Legos. That's all. Thanks, guys.
And that is how we will always remember Bill Kinkle. So Star Trek The Motion Picture, though, I'd say it goes too far in the shit porn direction, because I think you would lose an hour if you cut all the slow panning shots. So, like, what? How would you classify that? Like, that's the kind of porn where you're like, okay, I get
that's
it, you're
soft
fucking...
Porn.
That's soft. There you go. Groupthink. Yeah. All right. So Bill actually is going to kind of co-host the rest of the night, and if something strikes him about one of your theories, he might comment, because this is his night, you guys. So let's give it up again for Bill Kinkle.
The first...